President Lincoln gave Joseph Hooker an ultimatum when he chose him as his new commander of the Army of the Potomac. Destroy Robert E. Lee's army. In May of 1863, Hooker was sure Lee could be defeated by drawing the Confederate army away from Fredericksburg. He felt he could accomplish this by splitting his army, taking half around Lee's left flank to Chancellorsville. General Lee, chancing that Hooker wouldn't use his remaining troops to launch an attack at Fredericksburg, took most of his defenses from there to meet the Federal troops at Chancellorsville. Lee gambled and split his army once again, sending General Stonewall Jackson and 25,000 men around Hooker's right to initiate a surprise attack. Chancellorsville was Stonewall Jackson's final battle. He died after being accidentally shot by one of his own troops. Southerners grieved the loss of their new hero, but none so much as General Lee, who would sorely miss his strong right arm. Lee's most daring move in his military career had resulted in another victory for the vastly outnumbered Confederate Army.